So, investors, who's willing to bite? Who's willing to buy bonds from a troubled school district being run by an emergency manager, located in a city run by an emergency manager, a city that just made history with its bankruptcy filing? Well, it's easy to understand why investors may run the other way from the Detroit Public Schools bond offering tomorrow. But my next guest says, hold on, not so fast. He's a municipal bond portfolio manager who thinks the DPS bond offering tomorrow has something to interest an investor. Josh Gons is with Thornburg Investment Management, based in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Welcome, Josh.
Hi, nice to be here.
Well, what is it that you think, despite the emergency manager in Detroit's bankruptcy, this DPS bond offering could be worth looking at?
Well, this deal is attracting a great deal of attention from investors like myself, and I run about $10 billion in municipal bond assets at Thornburg. And the reason we're interested is there are a couple things that make it attractive. First, it's paying an enormous yield, 4.5% to 5% for a one-year maturity, which is unheard of. There's nothing else like this in the market. The bond is not a credit of the school district. The credit is backed by state aid withholding. The trustee for the bonds has the right to intercept the state aid payments to the school district. So we have a lien, and we step in first and are paid first based on the state's payments. So it's really a state credit. So the bonds were able to get an SP1 rating from S&P, which is a pretty high rating. It's the second highest rating for short-term bonds. So the combination of the extraordinarily high amount of yield with the fairly believable, decent credit story makes it something we have to look at, although I actually haven't yet made my decision about whether we're going to buy this bond when it comes to market tomorrow.
And you're saying it's issued for just 1 year, right?
That's right. It's a one-year maturity, which is a very short maturity. Mm-hmm. Bonds get issued anywhere from 1 year to 30 years. This is a one-year bond. It matures in August 2014.
Yeah, it's not just Detroit. Of course, we've seen Stockton, California, and Jefferson County, Alabama. So it would be understandable that investors would have perhaps a queasy feeling about municipal bonds, particularly a Detroit-related bond, isn't there?
Of course, it would be understandable, and we're just as uncomfortable with credit risk as any investor. However, when there's bad news in the newspapers, often that represents a good opportunity to get involved. We want to make sure we don't miss an opportunity here for a perfectly good bond that just has a bad name stamped on the cover page.
Yeah, it sounds like what you're saying is some investors' queasiness could open up opportunities for folks with cooler heads.
That is exactly correct. Whenever somebody else is panicking, we want to make sure that we're not panicking and that if they are throwing the baby out with the bathwater, that we're there to catch the baby.
What would it take you to make that buy decision?
Well, let's see. So there are a number of other issues that I haven't mentioned yet that we're looking at, and that is, for example, what if enrollment in the school district were to continue collapsing? And, it's come down by an enormous amount in the last 10 years. Enrollment is the key to the state aid payments. The state pays roughly $6,000 a year per student. So we have to run a model that'll calculate what happens if enrollment continues to decline. Another thing we have to ask ourselves is, so the city may go Chapter 9, but the school district hasn't yet declared Chapter 9 bankruptcy. But what if it does? Would that cause an acceleration of the other debt? There's already some other debt outstanding backed by state aid withholding. What would happen if the school district declared Chapter 9, all of the other debt got accelerated, meaning it was immediately due and payable, and would there be enough state aid payments to cover all the debt? And then there's just the headline risk. Of course, we're aware that if we were to own this bond in our mutual funds, that some newspaper could publish an editorial saying or an article saying Thornburg owns XYZ bond, and some people might get scared, and we have to be sensitive to what's called headline risk. Even though there's nothing wrong with a bond, sometimes you don't want to own it just because it's a bad word, it's a contaminated name. And of course, we're extremely acutely aware of all those Chapter 9s and other bad stories. There are over 60,000 issuers in the bond market, in the municipal bond market, and the vast majority of them are perfectly fine. There are pockets here and there that are in real bad shape, and we do want to avoid that. We've done an extremely good record. We have no defaults in any of our mutual funds. We've done very well, and we want to keep that good record going.
Josh Gons with Thornburg, based in Santa Fe, New Mexico, giving potential investors something to think about with the DPS bond offering tomorrow. The DPS offering is by the Michigan Financial Authority. Josh, thanks for talking with us today.
You're very welcome.